5 hours of summer once a week. Hey, 5 hours of summer one Saturday morning.
It's time once again for yet another episode of Color Commentary, where we give you views from a different side. Yo soy Rashad. I'm your host, and I'm joined by my amigo.
Me amo Carlos. Chuck Taylor.
Excelente. Total subscribers. Total subscribers. I think we're out. I think we exhausted our conversational Spanish here.
Yeah, it's over now.
We it's will over. Be talking today about Azul Beetle. Beetle Azul. The Blue Beetle, the brand new movie from DC. And everybody wants to know, is DC back? Or are they just giving us another bad movie again? Charlie and I both saw the movie yesterday. We saw it differently. I saw it separately this time. So this will be interesting review. So, Mr. Chuck Taylor, why don't you go ahead and let us know exactly what you thought about The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
All right. So, The Blue Beetle. I'm going to say I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the movie. I had a good time. It was a fun. Great special effects. I love the the lead actor. I love the family. That was all
Miguel. All
I know. I was going to say Miguel from Cobra Kai.
Well, you say it fast enough.
Okay. Well, I was going to say his name. I want to introduce Cobra Kai separately because you messed up my intro. Golly, stay in your lane. But Miguel from Cobra Kai. That's my show. But he did his thing. He kind of still plays the same character. In there,
he's basically the same guy.
Yeah, same guy, same as that guy. Nothing different. He didn't change anything about himself. He's the same basic person. A little bit older now.
Johnny could have showed up, and we wouldn't have questioned that at all.
No, nothing. But the main thing, DC to me is. I kind of can't wait to see what James Gunn's going to do with his stuff. You know, he's been talking a lot of fire about it, so I'm hoping it is good. I hope it connects everything and gives us what we want as an audience. But the Blue Beetle is a decent set, a good standalone movie. I think it'll be good, rewatchable. It's not too hard to follow. The plot's not that complicated. It kind of reminds me a lot of. Probably about 4 or 5 Marvel movies put together.
Go into detail on that because you were definitely talking about that.
So Spider-Man No Way Home, especially. Actually, a lot of Spider-Mans, all the Spider-Mans. They took a lot of pieces out of the Spider-Man movies. Kind of like when he first got his power, how he doesn't want to kill anybody. And then it's kind of reminds me like the first Spider-Man once Tony gave him the suit. He was just learning it for the first time and had the AI as a woman. So it's kind of the same with the Blue Beetle. And also with Iron Man, you know, when Iron Man first gets his suits and starts flying up into space and,
right.
You know, has Jarvis talking to him.
Did you solve the icing problem?
Yeah. It gives you a really good, it copies a lot of that. So like when it comes to being genuine and being something new, it's not. So that's one thing I can say I disliked about it because it didn't give me something new and different. It just gave me a bunch of things that we kind of already liked, and they was like, okay, we're just gonna make this, people enjoy the movie, but it wasn't like, oh man, this is something brand new and we can't wait to see the next.
It's no. Basically like when your mom says we get McDonald's at home, it's like, oh, we get Iron Man and Spider-Man at home.
That part I definitely had some Black Panther vibes, especially with the family, the culture, the father passing, the afterlife effect. Connecting with his inner self to become one with what his destiny is. It has that type of feel. Uses a little bit of Doctor Strange with, you know, especially with the slicing. They did almost this exact same scene in Doctor Strange when he sliced the busts in half. So it's like,
I forget it was.
Like, they didn't really come with a lot of genuine new ideas. They just like, oh, people like this stuff in these movies, so let's incorporate that into this movie. They definitely tried, make sure they show the Hispanic culture, the Mexican culture. I don't know exactly where they were from because this is DC and they make up city names, but it is Cuba, and they said Mexican when they were talking about what is it, Reyes is his last name?
Yeah.
So when they were talking with him, she was like Mexican, so I'm assuming they're Mexican.
It's Palmera City is what it says.
Yeah, Palmera City, which reminded me of like a high-end, high-tech Miami,
right.
South Beach area. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and keep saying what things are like. I did like the villain, the aunt, but I didn't like certain things about her. She was like cutthroat, but then it didn't explain why she was so cutthroat. So I dislike some of that part, like, because I kind of want to see like why she was such a person that just wanted to, you know, just be in control and basically go with the weapons side of things, because she doesn't seem like she had like a weapons background.
Why can't bad guys just be bad guys?
Because this is 2023, and our movies have to have some sort of reason for these people to be bad like that.
What about Guardians of the Galaxy? Why was he so intent on?
Because his whole, whole mission is creating the perfect society. So everything that he does has that particular main focus in it. And even though we look at it bad, his thing is, okay, I'm trying to do this because I see imperfections here. And he's like a perfectionist. So he's trying to make the perfect society to be able to coexist and not have these downfalls that he sees of societies.
Maybe she was trying to create the perfect cop. She was trying to create RoboCop.
Yeah, she made RoboCop, and I didn't understand why she was making it. Like, she could have just said, okay, because we have all these metahumans, Flash, Superman, Wonder Woman, all these different people that we have these threats that are coming, and we want to make sure that we as humans have an arsenal at our, you know, to protect. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what Iron Man did with his Legion people. Like, he got to have something to protect the world. But okay. She didn't do that. She was just like, okay, well, we're just making this to stop y'all, stop the regular people. Like, we're making these RoboCops to come kill y'all. Like, y'all just trying to survive, and they're going to come in there and just start shooting you.
Okay.
You know? And I was like, okay, I don't really see it. Is there a lot of crime in the city? You know, is it being taken over? They got a war going on, a revolution, and they... You know, it didn't really seem no reason for that type of military power.
Okay.
To just police people.
I think you were overthinking it.
You think I was overthinking it?
Yeah.
I might have. I've seen a lot of superhero movies. So sometimes, you know, when you get villains like Black Panther, you get like Killmonger and Black Panther, you get Thanos, you know, you get some of these villains that have these complex backgrounds and they manipulate the Joker off of, you know, Dark Knight. You know, you got all these different people that have their reasons for doing stuff, and they do such a good job to, you know, kind of let you see their side of why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. You want every enemy to be like, bear me at sea with my ancestors.
Yeah, like that. It didn't be like that. But if you're not into all that, then she was fine as a villain. I did not like Reyes not killing anyone, and then his family just kills everybody they see. Like, literally, as soon as they're in power, they just start killing folks.
Right.
So they didn't have no problem with that switch. Grandma was mowing people down with a machine gun. Alien tech, and his uncle was just stepping on cats with a giant machine, smashing through their organs and stepping on them. Even the sister was killing people. She smacked dude right in the face. I'm sure he broke his neck, you know, the way she smacked him with that armor gun. I'm like, hey, why is you tripping about killing someone? Your whole family, like, we got to put in work. These people gonna come back.
Mm-hmm.
And burned the house down, killed my daddy. All right, my husband, and that it was all she wrote. So those type of things kind of didn't really make any sense to me. But they try to tie it into the end of the movie, but it still didn't make no sense because he still died. Like, he didn't kill him, but he didn't stop him from killing himself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, he was about to kill old boy because he thought that he killed his uncle. Mm-hmm. And the machine stopped him and said, we're not killers. But I guess he did the Batman thing, like, if I don't actually kill you physically, but I don't see right. you die, you know, I'm okay.
I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Yeah, I ain't going to save you. Go ahead and self-destruct. Go ahead and take that old lady, drag her over there. Y'all blow this whole complex up, and I'm just going to sit here and watch you. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That kind of was a little tricky with me. But, I mean, just to be simplistic, fun, enjoyable movie, it was that. I don't know what they're going to do with the next, you know, Justice Leagues or DC movies, how they're going to tie them in. But I know they need to start tying something in because these little in credit scenes that don't really tell you anything. I'm sorry. I just be basically wondering why I'm staying here watching these. They're not Marvel quality to me.
Okay.
But what about you?
I really like this movie. This is where Chuck and I disagreed. Chuck said he liked it. That was, you know, a decent movie. I really liked it. I thought it was definitely one of DC's best movies. So let me go ahead and throw this out here. I definitely liked it better than Wonder Woman. I definitely liked it better than The Flash. I definitely liked it better than Black Adam. I liked it better than Shazam 2. Shazam 1, I kind of liked that movie, so it might be right up there. But Shazam 1 is just kind of forgettable. I remember that I liked it, but I don't remember much about it. And I liked it better than Aquaman, honestly. So I still like Man of Steel better. So yeah, this is a really good movie to me. Initially, it was just a pretty okay movie. But it was the CGI looked really good. I love seeing Palmera City all the time. That just looked beautiful, how they had such a contrast between the wealthy and the people that were, they weren't necessarily poor, I would say, but they just were not wealthy, you know, lower middle class, I guess, you know, and it was just such a startling contrast between the two. But what really got me to liking the movie was the point when the dad died. You know, that's when they started to pull at my heartstrings, because, you know, his family was so important to him, and his dad was really the main one that was there for him, because the rest of the family, including his mom, would just be clowning him. And I'm going to get back to that. Your mom clowning you. That's just cold. But anyway, you know, when the dad died and he tried to get to his dad and he couldn't get to him. And then, man, hang on, pause. Yeah, and then, you know, they were able to capture Jaime, and then the house was burning down, and then the fact that he saw his dad have a heart attack, but he didn't know that he died. And then it even left the question with the audience, you know, did he die? But then they came in, and you hear the flat line and the family go crazy. It's like, oh, man, he really died. So when you're talking about Spider-Man, like that's kind of like some Spider-Man type of stuff right there, like that hard in the feels. So that really made me like the movie a lot more. Up until that point, I was not really feeling his family. Like, you know, it's all about the familiar, but man, his sister was just getting on his case. And yes, like, I get it, you know, bust his balls, but she was like doing that, like, I just don't imagine you doing that in front of somebody else. Like, there's this girl mm-hmm. that he likes, and she's just clowning him in front of her. Dang, bro, that's messed up, man. Yeah. And then this dude, you know, he has a horrific transformation. It was like straight up a horror movie. He's like,
yeah, that was really bad. That, like,
it blood was started to come out, but then it turns blue. It's like, God, this is terrible.
The thing went up his butt.
And then this mug flew into space, came back, and he's naked in front of everybody and stuff. And then as soon as they get the chance, they start clowning him again.
They do. It was cold out there. I'm like, dang.
Wow, what is wrong with them? You know? But I never liked the sister. She was just, you know, she was just too much hard on him all the time. And then just, I just never liked her little power glove and stuff. And then even when she saved her, you know, she never really had a character arc to me, you know. Let me see. I like the grandma, though. And I was kind of concerned when they got the weapons that it was going to be all about the family. But it wasn't. I thought they did a good job of kind of balancing that, you know, making it funny. It's okay, you can see the family doing some stuff. But it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't Shazam. It wasn't, all right, now everybody's got the powers. It wasn't that. It was still about Blue
Beetle. Yeah.
All the fight scenes were really good. The final fight scene, all of that was cool, particularly when he pulled out the sword and did his little samurai type of thing, whatever the heck that was. That was cool. You know, so I was very impressed with this movie. I really want to see where it goes in the second version of this, because I would like to know where the Scarab came from. And I don't know if the comic books ever get into that. But it's like, okay, there's this world-destroying beast. That means there's got to be a lot of them. Who created this thing? You know,
where does it come from? I remember hearing that the Scarab was like an alien tech that they use to, like, take over different planets.
Yeah.
Like, it basically goes there and it takes over. It kind of reminds me of, like, Invincible a little bit.
Uh-huh.
How they send our Dragon Ball Z, how they send, like, the Saiyans to a planet to take over and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they send one of those, it bonds with a host, and then it takes over, uses the host, and takes over. And it wasn't like, see, that was one thing about this movie. They made it, like, because they put the AI voice, and we're so used to, like, Jarvis and the, what's the girl? Karen?
Yeah. Or Friday, depending on Spider-Man or Iron Man. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, when that, it made it all nice. Like, I thought it was, like, more like he's originally trying to fight with it. Like, it's trying to make him do, like, kill stuff and take over things, but it's kind of, like, defective somehow. I need to go back and actually look at that one. But I remember I was looking at one of those comic explains or something about Blue Beetle, because I didn't know who he was that much.
Mm-hmm.
And my sons, and they watched him on Young Justice, so they said he was always kind of fighting with the Scarab.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, where that thing is, and trying to make it kind of bend to his will a little bit more, but they have to kind of, like, just coexist. So
okay,
but it was more like an AI thing on here. Like, it basically reminded me just like Spider-Man's Karen,
right?
Oh, Vincent Kill. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen, I know the movie's kind of underperforming at this point, but I hope that you guys go out and watch it, because I think this movie deserves it. You know, they say the superhero fatigue, but I think mainly people are just tired of movies that are not good. This is a good movie. So I hope people actually go out and actually check it out so they can get to life. And of course, you got to support my man. What's his name?
Miguel,
yes. Gotta support Miguel.
Gosh. Hispanic people, support your movie, man.
Like, yeah. Y'all get out
this
there.
This is your superhero. Y'all, they really make a big thing about the culture, Hispanic culture, the Mexican culture, and how you've been wrong. So go out there and support your movie. I know we're black here, but I mean, I definitely, if you want to see another movie, like, make sure you support when you get one.
Make sure you support this one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, just like Shang-Chi, you know, Black Panther, y'all got to get out there and support. Y'all want, you know, more movies and more characters, more representation and stuff. So, exactly. It's not a bad, it's a pretty good movie. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Definitely go check it out, guys.
Good stuff. All right. Well, what do you guys think? You know, do you agree with Chuck? You think it was pretty good? Or you agree with me? It was really good? Or maybe you disagree with both of us and you're wrong. So anyway, make sure to leave a like on TikTok now, Facebook, YouTube, wherever the heck it is that you see us. And of course, you've got to subscribe to survive. This is Color Commentary de Donde Eres. Yo soy de Durham. Gracias.
Gracias.
Saturday morning.